Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of daf, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes you wear. We're on Erevin 53. The Gemara talks about how the residents of Judea who learn from only one teacher retain their Torah knowledge, but the residents of the Galilee who did not learn from only one teacher did not retain their Torah knowledge. Learning from more than one teacher creates confusion, the notes point out, because even if they both teach the same thing, they might teach it using different words, pointed out by Rashi. The basic test should be learned from only one teacher for the above reason, but as far as explanation and understanding is concerned, the Gemara states whoever learns Torah from only one teacher will never see a sign of success, pointed out by Gemara Avodah Zarah. Digmar also says, Ravina said, the residents of Judea who elucidated the Talmudic tracts retained their Torah knowledge, but the residents of Galilee who did not elucidate the Talmudic tracts did not retain their Torah knowledge. And the points point out that it was literally revealed, meaning they taught to others and they sought the reasons for what they learned. Miri offers an alternate explanation. The scholars of Judea, before giving a public lecture, would announce the subject with which they intended to teach. Thus, their students came to the lecture prepared, could ask appropriate questions, which resulted in a better understanding of the subject matter. See the Chedushei HaMi'iri. So basically, a few points to take out from here. Number one, best to learn from one teacher as much as possible. That's why the idea, you're supposed to have one posik to go by, to listen to, and to follow. You're not supposed to go rabbi hopping or posik hopping. You're supposed to stick to one person and really adhere to everything he says, not just pick and choose, God forbid, what he says one thing and disregard something else. And you're supposed to get that rabbi because the Pirkei Avos explains to us, asei lecha rav, make for yourself a teacher, make his paskins, his halachas and his ideas lead the path for you to live your life in the best way possible. So you're supposed to learn from one teacher. Also remember to elucidate the Talmudic tract. If you learn something, try to let it marinate in your mind, simmer in your mind, try to let it wash over you and try to learn from it and review from it. And the best way that I remember reviewing for me, lahavdil, in college and graduate school and beyond, is saying things out loud and speaking to myself and speaking it out to others is really a best way to me to learn it. So if you teach it to others and you see reasons for what you learn, and also if you announce what you're going to learn to others, people can have in mind and you can have in mind yourself to remember things the best way when you give it all over to others and you tell people what you're going to teach or you're going to learn together, it already has it simmer in their mind a little bit what you're going to learn. So different techniques, different ways to try to retain Torah knowledge. Of course, going through the Torah day by day and always repeating what you did, even if you did the daf once for 7 years, you do it again and again. Each time you learn something new, and it'll keep repeating in your mind. And each time we go through the Parsha cycle, we're about to finish on Sukkot, we always start again, and we go again throughout all the parshiot of the Torah, and we go again and again, try to remember things as much as we can. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 54 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.